This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Following the events in Ferguson, Missouri, there's been a lot of talk about putting policing on tape, or hard drive, rather. There has also been talk of how big data can help reduce abuse of power and bring more truth and reconciliation to intense police-citizen interactions. PC Magazine columnist Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen has been thinking a lot about all of this. He says part of the issue is putting the power of data into the hands of the public. Ibrahim, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
You're talking about using big data not on the policing side, but on the citizen side to essentially monitor policing.
You're right that there's a huge movement right now, a petition on whitehouse.gov that's basically saying put more cameras on cops. There's even apps that young people are making so they can track what happens to them when their interactions with police. But there's nothing on the sort of government side that's saying, if there's bad apple cops, how come we don't know the data about them until after they've done something deadly?
Part of the problem here is a complaint form structure that is not easy.
Interactions with the police are very stressful.
Charged. Right? Yeah.
Right. So they're very tense. One of the last things you're going to do is to think to note exactly what happens. I think we should have a really dynamic, robust, app-driven, small gadget-driven system that you can just put in what happens. Maybe even just put in a voice note and just send that out so that you can actually have real-time information about what happens in that situation and it's sent quickly.
We both know that there may be some resistance to this. If you could wave a magic wand, how would you make this happen?
The first path would be to the jurisdictions that are already putting on cameras and getting that audio and that video data, and then how do they use that data? How do they make decisions based on that data and starting to track metrics related to that? It could just be something that's internal facing only. And then eventually you start to say, let's open up a larger system to the public where they can feed information into it after you've established the credibility of the existing data.
So it's like the first step, hopefully, is self-awareness within the department.
And I would argue that they already have this information. The real question is, do we feel empowered as a citizen that the investigations of misconduct are going to actually mean something to my community?
Because otherwise, why do it?
Correct. Then you'll feel completely disempowered. You know, it's not going to change the on-the-ground situation, but it'll give us a better sense that we can have more agency. And on the police officer side of it, they're going to feel vindicated if they're doing things the right way. And if they're the bad apple, then get rid of them.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is a columnist at PC Magazine. Ibrahim, thank you very much, man.
Thanks for having me.